know if you're joking or not.
Well, we'll find out next week when he comes back.
Like, just how big of a nerd is Andrew? I can't wait to find out.
Can't wait to
what
find
a mystery.
Out.
but yeah, so I'm in Tallahassee this morning. I drove over late to Governor. I'm reviewing the bills that have been filed and presumably compromised between the legislature and the governor. I'm going to be honest with you. It just kind of reinforces for me that I think the governor was overreacting, and his, you know, taxpayer-funded jaunt around the state on a taxpayer-funded private jet 2 weeks ago was just inappropriate.
Yeah. What are some of the maybe changes coming this special session to what was already passed through the legislature in the previous one?
Well, if you've been paying attention at all, the governor's big gripe was that he claims that the governor is the top cop in the state, and so that there should be nothing at all that even hints at taking away the governor's role as being the top cop, in air quotes, of the state. Instead of having the ag commissioner being the chief immigration officer, now it's going to be a committee. Walker, and I say that with all due sarcasm, because committees are always better than one single official making decisions and operating as an executive. We have the entire cabinet now will be the single chief immigration officer, meaning the CFO, the governor, the attorney general, and the ag commissioner. They'll all now be qualified as the chief immigration officer as a committee, and they can't make any decisions unless that decision is unanimous. It's like it's almost bad enough that I might have to vote against it. Like, I'm not 100% sure yet. I got to wrap my head around it, and I got to review the language a little bit better. But the concept that the governor's okay with this committee, where one single cabinet member could potentially veto an action on immigration, is so far in a way more ridiculous, and yet he was comfortable with that and not with, you know, the ag commissioner, who already directs police officers in some context, just being the chief immigration officer. That aspect alone is, it seems a little ridiculous to me. But again, unlike the governor, as a legislator, I understand that you can't let perfect be the enemy of good, right? There's so much good in this bill. Does that silly, you know, gift to the governor's ego mean that I shouldn't vote for this bill? I don't think so. But I think it just goes to show that there were some things that the governor said and did the past 2 weeks that were just patently ridiculous.
Yeah, that seems like quite a mess we'd be getting ourselves into with that version of this legislation. But real quick, we got traffic on the fines with John, and then we're going to hit a couple commercials, and we'll be back with State Representative Alex Andrade.
That's right. Taking a look at your traffic right now, I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly this morning, even Highway 90 and 9 Mile, not seeing any delays on 9 Mile or either 29. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You know, one of the things that I appreciate about Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is they do all these little things, and all the little things add up to big differences in the results. And there's one kind of example of that that's always stuck with me that Christina told me about, is she says, look, when somebody comes and looks at one of my houses and they don't make an offer, what I do is I call the agent and I say, you know, hey, I saw the person looked at the house and, you know, didn't make an offer. What did they think? Or what didn't they like? Or, you know, what happened? And then let them talk. And they'll say, well, the price was too high. Or they'll say, I, you know, it didn't fit my family's needs. Or I didn't like the layout of the living room. Or, you know, whatever. And then what Christina learns from that is what might be the impediments that knowing this can help her sell that house in the future. Or, oh, well, we can fix that. If we fix that, would they be interested? Maybe they would be. You might even be able to turn it into a sale. I mean, that's a little thing. It's sort of obvious. Everybody should do it. But she actually does that. And it's all those little things that make for big results. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Heads up! Heads up! Here's another one. Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch?
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Andrew is out this week. He is still chasing Jameis Winston around New Orleans. He has been filming Jameis all week as Jameis has been running around New Orleans, interviewing people, doing crazy, insane things. So Andrew's having a fun time, but he'll be back with us next week. And on the phone, we have got State Representative Alex Andrade. They have a special session starting today in Tallahassee, again, about immigration here in Florida. And Alex, I know we were talking about some of the things that you don't like to see, that maybe some changes coming in this special session, but are there some things, changes maybe that are beneficial or things you can get behind that you see in this new legislation that's being talked about this week?
Other than that one change, I'm seeing very little difference between the good immigration enforcement stuff we had in the special session bill and this bill. You know, there are some differences, right? Like, I think the what a judge can and can't do if an illegal immigrant is arrested and up for bond, a judge has to determine what amount the bond is, whether or not someone's entitled to bond. This language is a little bit tighter. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be a presumption that, someone here in the country illegally will not return, and no amount of bond will guarantee their return to court. So that's stronger, right? But we had language that made our current situation stronger In the bill we passed in special session, the more I'm reading this, the more disheartened I am about the governor's taxpayer-funded jaunt around the state. I never thought I'd be saying this about Governor DeSantis, but I mean, the level of pettiness is just astounding to me when you look at what he is now celebrating as a conservative bill, which has components of it that are far weaker than the bill we passed 2 weeks ago. And, you know, it's a little bit disappointing, but you do sometimes see that in governors in their kind of like lame duck period, their last 2 years in office. And unfortunately, I think that's the era we're entering into with Governor DeSantis.
Yeah. So we've got special session this week, and then actual session begins when, and kind of what's on the docket that you're going to be looking at. I know you've been put as the chair of the largest budget silo in the state budget with healthcare. And so kind of, you know, what shall we be looking for coming down the pipeline as we get into regular session here coming up?
Yeah. So I'm not sure yet if my committee that I had scheduled for Wednesday this week will be meeting with this new special session being called. But this week I was planning to have a conversation about our cancer research funding in the state. I'm in charge of the healthcare budget, and we have about all told close to $500 million that was in that budget that I have to figure out how to put together for cancer research funding. And so we're going to have a conversation about, you know, the different approaches, whether or not it should be, you know, focus on strict research and developing new treatments, or focus on implementing those treatments and gathering more data, you know, either casting your net deep, you know, or casting your net wide. You know, I'm not sure if that means going to happen. The session will start in March. You know, it'll be a slightly different type of budget year. Both the Senate President and Speaker of the House have telegraphed that those kind of special project appropriations, the individual requests from legislators, would be more heavily scrutinized than they have been in years past. So it'll look like a different budget year, I think, to a lot of folks back home whose relationship with their legislator a lot of times is just the special projects type of requests. But you know, I have a bill on presidential libraries preempting local governments from stopping the construction of presidential libraries, and I also have some more fun bills that we filed, including an insurance bill with Senator Gates that I'm looking forward to talking about when we have a little bit more time.
Yeah. Well, let's get traffic on the fives real quick, and then we've got a couple minutes before we go to our hard break at 6:30.
That's right. Taking a look at your traffic on the fives. No accidents still to let you know about. That's good news. I-10, I-110 are looking very good this morning. Started to see a little minor delay if you're at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29. Both going northbound and eastbound, so just westbound, I mean. So just pack your little patience with that one. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And we've got State Representative Alex Andrade for House District 2 in Escambia in Santa Rosa County here with us today. Alex, are there some bills out there that maybe you're not running that your colleagues are, or some folks on the Senate side that you know, or exciting bills that you're looking forward to supporting, or that, you know, us the voters can look forward to kind of following as it goes through session this year?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. You know, a lot of times I do, like, look left and right and say, oh, man, that was a great idea. I think some of those bills haven't yet been filed. They're bills that I'm still talking with other legislators about, but I, you know, hopefully I find out today whether or not a House member is willing to file a bill on the unauthorized depictions or creation of depictions of nude images of minor children. I think that, I don't know if it's been covered on this radio show, but we had an unfortunate circumstance recently with at a high school where a student used AI to generate new depictions of his classmates And unfortunately, because of those specific circumstances, there's a loophole in our law protecting these minor children from that situation. And closing that loophole is something that's important to me. And so I've been in active conversations. And again, like, I have my opinion about the governor's office right now and the governor, but I've been working with the governor's office about this policy. So it's not like you let personality differences affect doing really good work, the actual good work of the people. And so working in the governor's office, and I'm working with another legislator on getting that bill filed to, you know, help address that circumstance in the future to make sure that never happens to another child or another family again.
Good. We'll look for that. And I know you've got a busy week ahead of you, and next couple months for sure, going back and forth Tallahassee. I've been talking this morning a little bit about the 50th anniversary SNL show that's coming out on Saturday. So while we got another minute or so left, do you have a favorite SNL skit or cast member from over the years from watching that show?
Oh, man.
I'll put you on the spot.
I don't even know if I can say. Well, no, I can. I actually, before I got on the radio, before I called in this morning, I was watching old clips of Sweaty Balls.
There you go. All right. That's from the old holiday season with Alec Baldwin. I can't think of the ladies' names that were on there, but I can see their faces.
How many eyebrows were just raised there at the radio station?
That's right. Well, just four. There's only two of us in here, but anyways, yeah, I had one that I didn't know if I could say either. I think mine, I probably can't say the name of it, but anyways, two parents that should not be adopting children with Jason Sudeikis and Amy Poehler. But anyways, but yeah, that'll be fun this Saturday. And then of course, were you pulling for the Chiefs, or were you the only person outside of Kansas City pulling for the Chiefs, or were you rooting for the Eagles like everybody else in the country this past Sunday?
I'm a follower. I was rooting for the Eagles.
There you go. All right. Good stuff. Well, Alex, thanks for coming on, talking to us this morning, and good luck over in Tallahassee this week, and thanks for calling in.
Sounds good. Thanks, Walker.
Thanks. All right. We'll head to break, and we'll be back with you here in a little bit. All right, we are still here. I have another minute left, and this is why I only get a C+ when I host this show. But again, I want to touch on some things going on downtown Pensacola. If you haven't made Valentine's Day plans yet, there are some restaurants downtown that still have some openings and availabilities for Valentine's Day to get some dinner. And you also got Pensacon going on this weekend downtown Pensacola, Potty Gras for the dog lovers out there on Sunday, and the Palafox Market on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And now we will go to break and be back with you shortly.
I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says all hell is going to break out and a ceasefire with Israel should be canceled if Hamas does not release all hostages held in Gaza by Saturday. He meets with the King of Jordan today.
King Abdullah heads to the White House just 1 week after criticizing President Trump's desire to take over territory in Gaza. He also initially rejected a suggestion by the president for Jordan and Egypt to take more Palestinian refugees.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Vice President Vance at an artificial intelligence summit in Paris warns against what he calls excessive regulation of the technology.
To restrict its development now will not only unfairly benefit incumbents in the space, it would mean paralyzing one of the most promising technologies we have seen in generations.
He's also meeting with the presidents of France and the European Commission and India's prime minister while he's in Paris. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now it is 67 degrees. We've got cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola, and we are seeing an update on that situation in Atmore, the standoff situation. Channel 3 reporting that the suspect who fired shots at an Atmore police officer was arrested last night after that standoff. That standoff did end in the overnight hours. Atmore police say they responded to that domestic violence complaint at 103 Brown Street last night. When they arrived, the suspect, who's been identified now as Francis Blunt, stepped out of the residence and fired 8 to 9 shots at a responding officer who took cover and was unharmed. Police did not return fire. Again, the suspect was arrested and his girlfriend, the hostage, was freed after that situation. A Holiday Inn employee is accused of shooting a man during an altercation at the downtown Pensacola hotel yesterday. That happened about 11:30 on Monday morning. Pensacola police say the man approached a woman in the laundry room. The two had some type of an argument. The woman told investigators she feared for her safety and shot the man in the leg. He suffered a non-life-threatening injury. Police say so far no charges have been filed against that woman, but that could change at a later date. An Escambia County man's been convicted of manslaughter in the fatal shooting that happened at a West Pensacola bar. 40-year-old Michael Rodriguez, he was charged with second-degree murder initially, but was found guilty on that lesser charge of manslaughter by an Escambia County jury. The shooting happened at Sam's Lounge back in 2023. Rodriguez shot Damon Caldwell in the neck at that bar on Old Coryfield Road. Surveillance footage captured a confrontation between the two outside of the bar. Video showed Rodriguez pull the gun and shoot Caldwell. Rodriguez now remains in the Escambia County Jail with no bond as he awaits his sentencing. A woman is also facing charges related to that case. Naomi Palazos is charged with accessory after the fact, and she remains free on $75,000 bond and is due back in court later this month. Well, a Florida contractor isn't happy about a federal immigration officials raiding his work site and arresting an employee. Schaefer Construction owner Jeb Schaefer says the raid was a surreal experience. He talked to local reporters in Broward County where it all happened. He says that DEA and DHS agents showed up at his work site. Schaefer claims they were unnecessarily rough with other employees. He tells 7 News that his employees are like family to him, and he feels for all those affected. Florida may soon have tougher, possibly the toughest immigration laws in the country. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing he's called a special session that'll convene today to address immigration enforcement in the state. The legislation calls for the creation of the State Board of Immigration Enforcement. The board members would be the governor, attorney general, CFO, agriculture commissioner, and illegal immigrants would be denied in-state tuition rates for colleges and universities. The governor says the legislation also prevents the catch and release of illegal immigrants and ensures that they're denied bail if arrested. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, John's got our traffic.
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are still flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays there. Also, if you're traveling down Avalon headed toward I-10, looks pretty good. Let's see here. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm not seeing any more delays to let you know about. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
We will see a chance of some rain as you go through the day today. 50% chance overall, high near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. On Wednesday, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms as you go into the evening and overnight. High on Wednesday near 74 degrees. Overnight Wednesday, temperatures dropping near 63. Going into Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will continue through the early morning with a high near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 67 degrees in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, and we've got 60 reported in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were up this morning as investors anticipate Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's testimony before Congress and digest the latest tariff orders. The 10-year Treasury yield was up by more than 1 basis point to 4.513%. Shares of Coca-Cola have risen 7% over the past year, raising its market cap to $275 billion. Analysts are expecting the beverage giant to report a 2.5% decline in its quarterly sales. Coca-Cola executives have previously said that consumers have become more price sensitive. Elon Musk aims to slow down a competitor when the investor group he led put forward a roughly $97 billion proposal for control of OpenAI. That's according to the company's CEO, Sam Altman, who said so on CNBC. Altman has rejected the offer on X. Futures are slightly lower ahead of inflation data later this week. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 167. That's your money now.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222. And 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Pensacon Weekend, the Gulf Coast premier pop culture convention. Meet dozens of celebs, authors, attend panels, enjoy the live music and performances, and so much more. For ticket info, please see Pensacon.com. Saturday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Bond and Beyond performance. Tickets are available at PensacolaSymphony.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And Andrew is out of town this week. He is actually headed to a farm in South Georgia to help us figure out the age-old question if the farmer or the dog's name was Bingo. You know, the farmer had a dog, and his name was Bingo, B-I-N-G-O, and it's just been driving Andrew crazy, and he's going to come back Monday and let us know what he's found out. But, John, what do you think? Was it the dog's name or the farmer's?
I think it was the dog's name, but
I think it might be the farmer's name. It's Bingo.
Well, we will know. Andrew, and I can't wait.
That's right. So we'll find out. But anyway, it's good to be here this morning. And we have at the end of the hour this hour. We have Mr. Mardi Gras Danny Zimmern calling in to talk about all the festivities coming up here in a couple weeks. We'll have tens of thousands of people in downtown Pensacola for those Mardi Gras parades. And I figured while we've got a little bit of time here, we'll talk a little bit about the history of Mardi Gras, which actually, I didn't know this, means Fat Tuesday in French. So you'll learn something new, even that after 35 years of living in Pensacola and not knowing that's what Mardi Gras actually meant. So it traces back thousands of years to pagan spring and fertility festivals like Saturnalia in ancient Rome. This is when Christianity spread, and these festivals were incorporated into the new religious calendar, and Mardi Gras became the day before Ash Wednesday, which is the start of Lent. And so this is kind of your last hoorah before you went into the solemn season and I guess, you know, have a big shindig before you give something up there for Lent. And I think most of us here know this, but most people think of New Orleans when they hear the word Mardi Gras, but actually the first Mardi Gras took place in 1703 in Mobile, Alabama. And they had some French explorers that landed there in Mobile and dubbed the spot the Point du Mardi Gras and held a celebration when they got there. And so they get to claim the rights to holding the first ever Mardi Gras back in 1703. It did finally make its way to New Orleans in the early 1700s, but the parades and elaborate celebrations we know today didn't really kick off until the 1800s, when the first parade took place in New Orleans in 1837. This was organized by what we call crews, secret societies, and one of the oldest and most famous ones is known as the Crew of Rex, established in 1872. This introduced the colors that we see, the purple, green, and gold, which I also did not know represented something as well. The purple is justice, green is faith, and gold is power. And so they put that in place when they started these crews in that first parade back in 1837. And the king cake tradition, we're finding a little baby inside the cake mint, you got to buy the next one, which I did at my Super Bowl party on Sunday, find the baby in the cake. So I've got to bring one next year, I guess. The trinkets or, you know, beads that we throw around, that also started in the late 1800s with crews throwing things like glass beads, which sounds extremely dangerous, doubloons, those custom coins that you see, and even coconuts in some parades. So that also sounds dangerous, but maybe we could do some fake coconuts made of plastic here in Pensacola. We'll ask Danny about that. The idea is to catch the spirit of Mardi Gras. And don't forget to wear your mask as well, regardless of your class or society. It didn't matter. Everybody wore a mask because everybody was viewed as equals that day on Mardi Gras as they were celebrating going into the Lent season. Of course, we have our own Mardi Gras history here in Pensacola, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here momentarily after we hear from John with Traffic on the Fives and some commercials. We'll come back with Mr. Mardi Gras himself, Danny Zimmern. So, John, what's traffic looking like?
That's right. Not seeing any accidents right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 is flowing smoothly. But we're seeing some delays if you're on 98 eastbound, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge. We're starting to see some slowdowns through that construction zone, so just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armand Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armand Advisors is charting a better course.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stand a little taller.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Andrew will be back with us on Monday. He has been invited over to New Orleans to be a life-size baby in the largest king cake in the world. So he will be back after he gets done, getting all that king cake off of him on Monday. So, but now we've got Mr. Mardi Gras himself to tell us all about Mardi Gras here in Pensacola at the end of the month. Danny Zimmern, welcome to the show. It's good to have you on, my friend.
Walker, what a vision.
You know,
Andrew in a king cake.
A busy week this week.
Dolphin shorts, probably.
That's right. That's right. So,
yeah, golly.
Ah.
Well, it's an exciting time for Mardi Gras. New Orleans is a good place to be, but Pensacola is better.
That's right.
Especially downtown Pensacola, right?
That's it. That's the truth. Gotta let the people know.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know, the big weekend is coming up. Everybody around here calls it the trifecta. That's the Friday night Crew of Lafitte Illuminated Parade, Friday night, February the 28th, the last day of the month. And then the first day of March, it will be Pensacola's grand Mardi Gras parade. That parade's at 2 o'clock on Saturday, the biggest day in all of downtown Pensacola of the year.
It is.
Saturday, March 1st. And then Pensacola Beach has the Crew of Rex parade on Sunday, March 2nd. In New Orleans, it's REX, but here in Northwest Florida, it's WRECKS, Crew of Rex. And they have a big time on the beach on Sunday. So people that do all three say they do the trifecta. And then, of course, all of Mardi Gras community, public invited to come enjoy the fun. Fat Tuesday is March the 4th, and we'll be at Seville Quarter, 7 rooms hosted by about a dozen Mardi Gras crews from Pensacola, the best crews hosting rooms. A couple rooms have multiple hosts. And there we'll party all night, and we will crown the new King and Queen Priscus to lead us next year. This year, we're being led by the crew of Cheers King and Queen, Tony Vance and Dorian Vance. And it has been a great, great season. We started on January the 4th. Actually, the true kickoff of Mardi Gras is January the 6th. That's the day of the three kings, and that's why it's called King Cake, actually. But in Pensacola, it's a little hard to have a party on a Monday. So we did it on Saturday, and we had a big time downtown. So Mardi Gras has really become a great economic driver in so many ways for Northwest Florida, and tourism has been a big help. Of course, the Tourist Development Council and the Board of County Commissioners of Escambia County gave us a grant to help us promote our family-friendly Mardi Gras more regionally, and we have done that. We had the Mardi Gras Mambo in the Bay Center on the 11th of January with Little John and Young Jock, which was fantastic. People from all over the South were here. It was great. So the season has really grown. This is our group's 29th year, I think, of doing it. It's either 28th or 29th. We were not sober for all those. But and so we've been doing it a long time. When we started, there were 15 or 17 crews that participated. Now we can identify over 100. And there have been 40 balls here in Escambia, Santa Rosa County, so that we know of. We probably some balls we don't know of. So anyway, it's become a big deal around here. It's a lot of fun. And for me, Walker, the best part about Mardi Gras is the inclusion piece of it. You know, July the 4th, everybody is red, white, and blue. But with Mardi Gras, you get with a group of people that have the same interest that you do, and you form yourselves a crew, K-R-E-W-E, a crew, and you know, there's different ways you can do that, but you form yourself a crew and you hang out with people who have the same interests all under the umbrella of Mardi Gras. So everybody is welcome and you get all kinds, and it really is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Mardi Gras this year. I know last year on that Saturday, I think, you know, everybody was astonished at the size of the crowd that was downtown. And I imagine, you know, fingers crossed, weather works out and all that, and we can see that large crowd again. And I know that especially after the events that took place in New Orleans a few months ago, that the mayor and the city with Public Works team has really been working on improving the safety of these larger events. And so maybe if you want to talk a little bit about some of those maybe safety protocols or new things that people might see as they're coming downtown, so that, you know, we're ensuring that everybody's safe as they're coming down to Mardi Gras and getting in a big crowd like that. And Danny, before you do that, let me get traffic on the fives and then we'll roll into that if that works with you.
Sure.
That's right. No accidents right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. But if you're on 98 headed eastbound, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, we're seeing stop and go traffic. Plan an extra 10 to 15 minutes as you make your way through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
We've got Mr. Mardi Gras himself, Danny Zimmern, on the line, and we were talking a little bit about safety protocols that the city and the mayor are working on. And so, Danny, if you want to talk a little bit about that, as we're going to have some tens of thousands of people in downtown Pensacola.
Absolutely. And I got a call. That was New Year's Eve, the New Orleans craziness. And mm-hmm. I got a call, I guess it was January the 3rd. To come to a meeting. So Mayor Reeves and Pensacola Police Department take the safety of people in Pensacola very, very, very seriously. And they are making some changes to how the parade is going to roll, how it's going to be secured, the areas that are going to be secured. And we're going to come out, Walker, with some information about that. It might be Friday, but it'll probably be the first of the week. And the city is fine-tuning their plan, frankly. So we don't want to put anything out yet until everybody knows. The most important piece is that the pros are making sure that downtown is safe. And
yeah.
In fact, the city administrator, Tim Kinsella, retired captain from the Navy, knows how to secure somewhere, right? So it really is wonderful having great leadership at City Hall and keeping everybody safe. But it is going to it's going to be a little different than it has been in the past. And to get to the parade route, you may have to be a little bit farther away. to walk and park and walk down those sort of dynamics. And traffic is going to be closed down around the entire parade route as kind of a big loop, around the entire route. And there are a couple of important street closures that we're going to put out so everybody understands that for Friday night and Saturday. And the parade will probably start a little bit earlier. The shutdown of the streets will start a little bit earlier for the parade on Friday night, which will start at 7. And then the Saturday parade will start at 2. But the route will shut down fairly early in the morning, basically around 9:30 or 10. But we're going to put all that out and get a bunch of exposure for that so everybody knows. But I tell you, Walker downtown looks great, and it really has grown. When we started 29 years ago, there was intermission at Seville Court.
Right.
Every other storefront had signs in for lease. And now you can't find a space. In fact, my day job is a commercial real estate guy, I have somebody looking and I can't find it.
That's a good problem to have in a city like this. And I think there's obviously plans to expand maybe the footprint of what downtown looks like with some more development, kind of lined up. And I think we'll continue to see that growth as we move forward. And it's an exciting time to be downtown Pensacola and really see the growth and year after year, seeing these big events get bigger and bigger and trying to work with the city and work with the event organizers on making those events a safe event, something that's welcoming and that people want to come down to and don't feel discouraged by trying to get to a big event like that and still feel that they can get to it and access it like they always have. So, and I know y'all make a huge effort in doing so.
We try to, but you've done a great job at the Downtown Improvement Board, and you have really done great for downtown, and your board has continued to pay a lot of attention, and you've been executing, and it really is fantastic, the growth of downtown Pensacola. So we're excited to see where we're going, that's for sure.
I appreciate it, Danny. And one last time before we cut the break here, just kind of run through that weekend of Mardi Gras dates, times,
sure,
and where people can find information if there are going to be some changes with some of the new safety protocols this year.
You got it. The big weekend of the 2025 Pensacola Mardi Gras season presented by Publix will start on Friday night, February the 28th. The parade will start at 7 o'clock. Lineup will start in the afternoon, and streets will start closing down much earlier this year than they used to. And then Saturday, March the 1st, is the Grand Mardi Gras Parade in downtown. Parade will start at 2 o'clock. And again, the area will shut down a little early, so get down there early, ready to eat and have a beverage and do that.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3.